Nagin on the left side. Drives by the free throw, gets it to an open Singleton. He's going to fire from downtown, and he cashes it. Nothing but net for DeMarco Singleton. He was a few feet beyond the three-point line. Didn't matter. Jameson, he's getting double-teamed by East Point. He goes around both defenders, jump stops, an awkward bounce pass to Steinhauer, who kicks it back out to Mitchell. Mitchell picks up his dribble, hands it off to Schwenter, who they try to trap. Now Dabrowski trying to drive baseline. He goes up through contact, no call. Offensive rebound ends up back in the hands of Steinhauer, who hits the 18-footer.
Red, 103 left to go. Still guarded by Townsend. Townsend not getting close enough to start a five count. Now he's driving down the right side of the lane. He drops it off to Kennedy, and he jams it home, Jack Kennedy.
Back here on GetStuckOnSports.com, an emotional first quarter has Croslex up 14-6. Both sides with four fouls apiece. I don't believe anyone has more than one. For Croslex, Johnson has 8 points. Noel with two, Durand with two, and Kolakovich with two. As they get the first possession, Johnson out there with Kolakovich, Durand, Noel, and Solanik. Hunter Soper on the bench for the moment. Kolakovich, top of the key, sends it over to Johnson. Johnson back to Kolakovich. Tries to get into Johnson in the low post. Johnson going to work, kicking it out. Solanik not afraid to try again from downtown. That time he got it. 17-6 now, an 11-point lead for the Pioneers. Davis over half court, sending it up to Losey. Losey dribbles back towards the left side wing. Now to the middle of the court, handing it back off to Davis. Davis trying to set up an offense. Looking for something, he's just going to pull it from downtown, up the side of the rim, no good. And it's going to be a foul on Goodrich. Over the back called. I believe they got Hiller. And going to have to come back into the game, Evan Williams. He's actually going to come in for Davis Mormon. Kolakovich in the back court now, guarded by Davis. Slowly making his way over half court. Now he does. Sends it into Noel on the left side, high post. Gives it back to Kolakovich. Pass way back near half court is brought in by Johnson, and he sends it to Solanik. Solanik, couple dribbles left, dumps it off to Durand. Shot fake, gets it out to Johnson from the left side corner, way too long. Rebound by Williams of Goodrich. Pass on the left side, Davis. Pushing it up. Going to stop, give it to Williams. Williams trying to take Durand off the dribble, spinning down the middle of the lane. Goes up for a shot way off the mark, no good. Noel brings in the rebound. Croslex still leading 17-6. 6:45 here to go in the second quarter. Kolakovich off a handoff, driving baseline. Going to bounce it over to Durand. Durand from the short corner, a bit long, no good. Williams with another rebound for Goodrich. He's been cleaning up the glass quite nicely for the Martians. Hunter Soper walks over to the scorer's table. He'll be in next whistle. Rubio dribbles inside the paint. Going to go a little up and under move. Oh, he missed an easy one. He had a nice move but wasn't finished for it. It'll be Goodrich basketball off the out of bounds. As Townsend also checks back in, coming out Kolakovich and Noel. Losey inbounding for the Martians. Gets it into Rubio. Rubio in the corner, guarded by Johnson. Again, Croslex daring him to go left, kicking it out to Davis. Davis thought about a three, over to Williams now. He'll pull from downtown. That one way too far. Rebound brought in by Townsend. Townsend lead pass to Solanik. Solanik going to stop in just before the low post. Get it to Townsend. He'll fire from three. He leaves that short. Battling for the rebound is Durand, but the ball gets rolled to Townsend. He kicks it out to Solanik for three. No good. Soper tried to tip the rebound back, and that will go out of bounds. It will be Goodrich basketball. Game staying chippy as Kolakovich is going to come back in the game, this time for Solanik. 5:51 to go. Croslex leading by 11. Hiller inbounds it to Rubio, and he will walk it up the court. Tyler Johnson still shading to his right. Rubio wants to go right. Johnson lets him at least until the wing, where he declines the screen, pulls up from the free throw line. He misses short. It has been a bad shooting night to start, at least for Goodrich. Long pass up to Johnson, going for the alley-oop to Soper, and it was a little off the mark. Maybe a little too much flash there from the Pioneers, going to cost them a possession. as Kroslex looking to pressure Goodrich now, or at least show it. Now they back off as Davis brings it up the left side of the court. Kolakovic, the man tasked with guarding him. Davis on the left side, ball handling, trying to drive baseline. An acrobatic reverse layup almost got it to go. Soper and Hiller both fall down off the outlet pass, intercepted by Rubio. Another offensive rebound by Davis, and he couldn't get the bunny to go. Long pass up to Kolakovic. He's going to get it back to Townsend, send it back to Kolakovic, who finds an open Durand. He can't get the three. Jake Townsend, though, can get the put back. And now it's a 13-point lead. Long pass up to Davis all the way down the court. His spin move won't go, and Kolakovic gets the board. Pass up to Johnson. Johnson finds Soper. One big dribble. Left-handed layup. No good. Rebound brought in. That was Williams. He's been a rebounding machine, and Goodrich needs another timeout. It has been a long while since the Martians have gotten a basket. Probably nearing 8 minutes since the last time Goodrich has gotten on the board. They are down 19-6. Croswell Lexington, the host, up in this one. 4.5 minutes left to go in the first half. 19-6. Kroslex defense stifling the Martians of Goodrich. Is out there for Kroslex. Kolakovic, Johnson, Soper, Townsend, and Knoll. Inbound to Rubio. He'll walk it up the floor. Again, Johnson shading to his right. Looks like they're trying to set up isolation. No, they slip it to Williams, and he gets fouled by Kolakovic going up for the shot. I think Soper thought it was him because he did block it clean, but Kolakovic got him on the body. That'll be the second on Kolakovic. Kolakovic, voted the BWAC Defensive Player of the Year, will have to come sit out. Solanik got a little too antsy at the scorer's table. Yeah, you don't get Defensive Player of the Year without playing maybe a little too aggressive sometimes. First free throw up from Williams off the right side of the rim. The drought continues for Goodrich as Solanik comes into the game. Williams again from the line looking to split the pair. Shot is up, and that one won't go. There is a lid on the north end hoop for Goodrich right now. Townsend calling out a set for the Pioneers, dribbling to the left side, swings it over to Solanik. Solanik finds Johnson. Johnson into the low post to Soper. Soper going through a couple defenders. He leaves the shot a bit long. No battles for the rebound, but ultimately ends up in Mormon's hands for Goodrich. Rubio trying to go to work on Johnson. He's just going to have to hand it off to Hart. Hart on the right side got back tipped by Solanik. Ends up in the hands of Tyler Johnson. That's another steal for the Pioneers. Over to the left side, Townsend. Passed back to Johnson. Got tipped away by Rubio. Good defense there. And coming back in for Goodrich will be Tyson Davis. 3:41 left to go in the opening half. 19-6. Kroslex leads. Firing a pass into Townsend. He has a wide open layup and he got it to go. He has 4 points now. Two touchdown lead for the Pioneers. Cutting through some traffic was Losey. He can't get it to go. Put back by Hart, no good. And it will be Kroslex with the rebound, pushing it up the court slowly. Townsend now to the right side with Solanik. He drives down the middle of the lane. Gonna fake a pass back out, throws up a little turnaround, and Sage Solanik now with 5 points. 23-6. Kroslex is handling Goodrich right now as Losey will try a three. That won't go. Shooting woes continue. Williams and Solanik tie up as Lance Campbell voices his displeasure. Johnson over to Soper on the wing. Soper going up for the dunk, and he flushes it. An exclamation point on this run for Hunter Soper. 25-6. Kroslex leading Goodrich. Davis crosses over. He lost the handle on it. Solanik diving for it. He's trying to come away with it. And they're going to finally call a jump ball. 2:31 to go. All Kroslex here tonight in the first half, I should say. As Durand checks in for Johnson, 25-6. I'll be honest, I know Croslex is a good team. Goodrich is a very solid team, too. And I, at no point, thought Croslex would be up 19 points in this matchup. Here they are with 2.5 minutes left to go. Inbound goes to Rubio off the jump ball call. Rubio guarded by Duran on the right side wing. They have to drive baseline, kicking it back out. Davis trying to go through contact. He goes up wildly, and they're going to call a foul on the floor. Jake Townsend doesn't like that call. They actually got the foul on Knoll as Tyler Johnson, as quickly as he checks out, comes back in. So that's the sixth team foul on the Pioneers. Inbounding will be Rubio. As Donovan McDonald comes in, Joey Knoll will come out. He gets a nice round of applause from the Pioneer faithful. Quick inbound to Williams, and they're going to call a foul on the floor on McDonald, and he looks befuddled. So that will result in a 1-1. Going to the line for that, Aiden Rubio. Looking to end this over 8 minute, probably getting near 10 minute drought for the Martians. Evan Williams shooting the free throws. They switched it out. As Williams, front end of the 1-1, no good. McDonald gets the rebound. He outlets it to Soper, who finds Johnson, and he'll walk it up, getting directions from Coach Lance Campbell. Hands it to Townsend. Townsend near the half court line. Hesitates on Davis. He lost the handle on it. Davis going the other way. McDonald trying to chase him down, and Tyson Davis breaks the run with a steal and a layup. 25-8, Croslex leads. That's the first point of the quarter for Goodrich. Soper over half court. Crossing over down the middle of the lane. He's going to pull up from the free throw line. He answers. I don't think he had too much confidence in his shot as he was trying to hustle down the rebound, but it went in. 27-8 now, 90 seconds left to go in the second quarter. On the left side, Davis sends a one-handed pass over to Losey. Losey going to hand it off to Rubio. Rubio on the right side, guarded by Johnson, spins, goes up for a little floater, leaves it way short. McDonald with the rebound. Soper up the near sideline, going to send it to Duran. Duran pass to McDonald. He has an uncontested layup. Donovan McDonald scores, becomes the seventh different Pioneer to do so in this first half. It's a 21-point lead for the Pioneers. Davis to Williams on the right side. Back to the left side, Losey trying to get into the low post. Davis going through Soper. Soper rejects the shot. Townsend, up to Johnson, who sends it to Soper. Soper thought about the three, 36 seconds left to go in the first half, to Townsend. Townsend on the left side, takes a dribble, splits a couple defenders, throws a floater off the high glass, no good. Rebound by McDonald, and the stick back, no good. Duran gets another offensive boards, tries to send it back to Townsend, and it was knocked away by Losey. 23.2 seconds left to go in the first half, and Croslex will burn their first timeout. Croslex been sharing the love tonight. Trey Kolakovic, Hunter Soper, Nolan Duran, Jake Townsend, Sage Solanik, Tyler Johnson, Joey Nolan, Donovan McDonald. The list of the Pioneers that have scored, no one has more than 8. That's Tyler Johnson. That's one of the things that makes this Pioneer team so dangerous is their depth. They have guys that can come off the bench and play almost, if not as well, as the starting lineup. For Goodrich, Tyson Davis has 4, and Evan Williams has 4. Goodrich has missed 11 layups so far tonight. So it has been a nightmare scenario for the Martians. Having the easy ones, just can't finish. 23.2 seconds left to go in the first half. Croslex looking to put one final punctuation mark on this quarter and go into the half. Jake Townsend on the left side, inbounding. Goodrich facing up defensively. They get it into Johnson. Johnson going around a screen set by Soper on the left side of the court. Dribbles. Now the top of the key, throws up a floater, ill-advised, but luckily rebounding it was Durand. 12 seconds left to go. On the corner, Soper. Soper dribbling near the top of the key. 7 seconds to work. Down to five. Soper drives, kicks it over to Johnson. Johnson's going to fire up the three. Going to be long. Put back by Durand. Blocked by Aiden Rubio. But at the end of the first half, Kroslex 29. Goodrich 8. When we come back, we'll tell you all about it as the Pioneers get a standing ovation heading into the locker room. You're listening to live high school regional basketball here on GetStuckOnSports.com.